Hello, you have reached the voicemail of the GenArt podcast. This is your host, Kenny Oakes. Today, we are going to talk about how do you know when a generative art project is finished and ready to be dropped. As artists, we have to decide when you are ready to send it to a platform or drop it yourself on an open platform. And for me, it's always a difficult decision. And I would like to know, how do you deal with that? Personally, I'm very often tempted to add a new detail, add a new feature, add a new palette, improve performances, remove something. And yeah, it's a very difficult decision to say, okay, I'm ready, it's finished, I'm going to send it to some platform. Sometimes I like to have deadline. Sometimes I don't, because sometimes I like to be free to decide when it's finished. I would be very happy to know how do you deal with that yourself. So if you have a comment, please leave a message after the beep.
Hi Camille, this is Jacek Markusiewicz. So in my case, how the project ends has a lot to do with how and why it starts. I begin working on a project because there is something that interests me. A thought, something that I read about, something that I saw and inspired me, and it motivates me to start experimenting. I don't have clear objectives of what I want to achieve, and it usually takes many months of exploration, shaping the idea, playing with forms and aesthetics, adding and removing elements to what eventually becomes the project. And during these months, I learn new things, both because of working on the art and also outside of the process. And I'm not saying that after these few months, I am becoming a completely different person, but I am in a different place because of the experiences I gain on the way. Most importantly, the experience of the creative process itself. And there always comes a time when my motivations behind what I do start to be very different from my motivations behind why I started the work in the first place. And I realize that my further contribution would lead to a completely different project. And I don't know if this realization makes the work finished, but it's definitely the moment when I know it's time to stop working.
This is the voicemail of Camille Rooks. Please generate your message after the beep.
Hey there, it's Matt Delaurier. How do I know when a generative artwork is finished? That's a good question. They never really do feel finished. I'm always tweaking the code or changing parameters or adding new code or removing code. It's this constant iterative process. And at some point, you just have to stop. Sometimes that's because you've got a deadline, or sometimes you're just tired of looking at the same system and you're saying, okay, I've done all I can for now. And that's kind of the beauty of generative art, is that it's something where you stop, but maybe months later, years later, you come back and you continue to build on the same code and the same ideas, and you build something different and maybe better, or maybe just different. And that's kind of nice, that you can stop and you can put something out there, you can maybe print it or release it or upload it, and then years later come back and continue to iterate on the same code in a different way.
Hello, Camille. It's Peter Pasma here. So you're asking how to decide when a project is done. So a GenArt project can be anything, so you can't just continue until you cannot add or change stuff anymore, because it'll take forever. So In my opinion, it's an artist's job to make choices. If you can make anything, then it is your choices that set you apart from the rest. And not including something is also a choice. So, yeah, if you leave everything up to randomness, that can be very boring. Like a TV tuned to static or a random chromatic melody. Technically, they're always different, but the perception of them, they're always the same. And I mean, at first with a project, you're just playing with some new code, algorithm, or and everything goes. This is the first phase of the project, and clearly it's not done. But at some point, you get a... So at some point, a goal comes in sight, and either it's a very far away deadline, or you just get an idea of what the project is supposed to be going to be and how it's going to be different than other projects like it. And from that point, it's on. I usually work with a to-do list, put it at the top of my code, and as a comment. It contains like basic tasks such as making sure the aspect ratio works or something, but some of the other tasks are the choices that I still have to decide. And every time I come up with something I'm not sure of, it becomes one of these choice tasks. And when I look deep into my artist heart and decide what choice resonates best with the intended goal of the project. And then I don't go back on choices that I've made. You can have some confidence. You can have some confidence that your choice is right, because it wouldn't set you apart from the rest if it wasn't your choice, right? That makes sense. And I also don't like doing the same thing more than once, so that includes making decisions. And if it's your choice to keep adding palettes until you have more than 100, that's a choice, and you can either do it or not. And it's a choice that will affect the perception of your artwork, and shaping that is your job as an artist. And you can, well, this is my experience, is you can keep adding stuff, but you can't reasonably keep adding choices to make. So at some point, things become obvious and you're no longer adding that many new choices. And basically, you keep whittling down the to-do list. And at some point, you cross off the last task, or you make the choice that it's no longer relevant. The list is empty and the project is done.
Hi, Camille. Daniel here. Leaving you a quick message to share some thoughts on your question about how I finish my projects. So I think I'd summarize it as follows. I try to do it in a way that it's honest to the initial intention, which means basically letting curiosity and fun and challenge to be an enjoyable activity, but also being respectful to the people who are going to give their time and attention to what I do, right? So I let myself all the time in the world to work on something with the only requirement of it being a truly passionate process. So this can last for a few weeks or extend through months, but at some point, the passion and energy will start to slowly fade down. I try to pay attention to that, and when I notice that it happens, I usually put the project aside for a while and work on something else that sparks my energy, or sometimes I just stop altogether and get some time out. After a while, I go back to the project and assess how I feel about it. And this usually sparks a second round where I still experiment and play, but now I'm more focused and directed in some way. the project has a more or less clear direction, and working on it is now a bit less about discovering new things and more about exploring the qualities and reach of whatever was made earlier. In some sense, it gets a little bit more serious, I guess, and the initial joyful play slowly crossfades into something like craft. At this stage, I usually set some arbitrary deadline that I try to commit to. When the time comes, I revise the whole thing to make sure I feel satisfied enough, and the key word here is enough. There's always the temptation to keep improving it, but that's a never-ending road. So I ask myself, why do I want to add or change something? Is it because of genuine curiosity and excitement about the idea? Or is it because of some self-doubt, some fear of not being good enough? That kind of thing, right? Of course, it's very difficult to answer this question honestly. We tell ourselves all sorts of lies. But if you get to be a little bit sincere about it, it's a very revealing answer. So if you want to keep working on it or out of excitement, then why stop, right? So just keep going. But if you want to keep at it because of your insecurities, then what's the point, right? Easier said than done, of course. We are very good at hiding our vulnerabilities to ourselves. But if you manage to answer this question with some level of honesty, yeah, I think you get a pretty clear answer about what to do. So if it so happens that I realize that I've done my best with a project and it is good enough, again, enough, and I am not able to give it any more true passion, then I commit myself to preparing it with care for whoever will see it. This means making sure that I pay due respect to the time and attention other people will give my work. And I spend some time fixing bugs, polishing details, testing in different devices, writing some text for those interested, basically putting it in shape so that whoever receives it feels there is some final care and love that honors the offering that I'm sharing. That's basically it. Again, I try to do it more or less like this, but I fail many times in all sorts of ways. I guess the best we can do is try and try again. So anyway, I hope you find this valuable somehow, and looking forward to listening to what other artists have to say about their own ways of dealing with this. Okay? All right. Cheers, Camille. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Camille Rue. Please generate your message after the beep.
Hi, Camille. It's you. Me. Anyway, you know what I mean. For almost 2 years now, I've tried to avoid rush. So for almost every main drops I've done recently, my strategy is to work on the project as much as I want. I take all the time I need, no pressure, no rush. And when I feel I'm ready, if I feel I'm ready, I contact creative platform to see if I can be selected by them. And I'm doing that because even doing that, there are still a lot of things very stressful, because you can have bugs, you can have compatibility problems, you can have a drop not very successful or not as successful as expected. You need to do marketing, and maybe you won't have some good ideas to do that. That's enough. So no deadline, no pressure. I contact platform only if I feel I'm ready. Anyway, deadline can be very interesting, so I'm open to deadlines when I'm doing side projects or collaboration, because it can be exciting to deal with that, but it's a strong constraint, so you you cannot do what you want. And yeah, it's another game. And it can be very interesting for creativity. You have to accept what you have. You have to improvise a lot, and it can be very interesting. So yeah, for Psych Project is really okay. And it avoid also to be stuck on a project for a long time. So yeah, I like to do that. Anyway, I try to keep those projects quite exceptional, and my goal is to focus on the main project all the time. And moreover, I think this strategy fits the current market situation. The market is very low, and as artists, I don't have a lot of opportunity to drop a project if I don't speak about open platform. So I feel more comfortable to take the time I need to focus on a project, do the best I can, and contact creative platform and expect to do a drop on one of them. And also is better to explore some techniques, because it's really okay for me now to abandon a project and try something else. I'm really okay having a lot of branches on my guitar project, with project I will never drop somewhere. It was just a try, and I'm not satisfied with it. I don't know where it can go. So yeah, it's only for me on my desk, on my hard drive. And yeah, probably it won't be released, and that's really okay. I probably need a lot of try to find the project I want to do, and I'm very comfortable with that. Finally, I can answer the real question of this podcast: how to know when a project of mine is finished. I think I don't have a specific criteria for that. It changes all the time. Sometimes I stop because I'm happy with it and I would like to share it with the world. Sometimes is because I start to be a bit bored by working on it and I don't know what to add. So yeah, it's the end of something and I'm happy with it. So hope you like my answer, and see you soon. Bye bye.
Hello, I'm looking for Kenny Oakes. Kenny Oakes. K-E-N-N-Y-O-A-K-S.
Hello, Camille. Monokai here. Interesting question. When do you consider an artwork as complete or finished? When I start with an artwork, I usually have some sort of vague idea of what I want to achieve. And almost always it doesn't end up like this original idea that I have in my mind, but I do have some sort of algorithm in my mind. And I just start to work on it and I explore it and I add randomness here and there. Generally, I just play with the algorithm. And at some point, I will usually be surprised by the outputs. And this is a very nice feeling, but it's also very dangerous, because at that moment, what I usually tend to do is to continuously play with my algorithm and be surprised every time. I tend to do this for far too long. And at some point, I notice this. I notice that the outputs don't change that much anymore with each addition that I make. So I usually just shelve it for a couple of days, weeks, sometimes a month. And when I come back and still am happy with it, then I consider it finished. So I guess that's it. I keep on working on the algorithm and add new things or tweak new things until I notice that each new addition only dances around the initial concept and doesn't add anything substantial anymore. Okay then. Thank you, Camille.
project is done. Well, I don't know. Is it the deadline? Is it when I decide to? Well, I don't know. Pixels dance and colors swirl. My mind lost in this digital world. Shapes emerge, a world takes form. My vision born from a deadly storm. Well, I don't know. But when is it finished? When is it through? The lines keep blurring, the vision anew. To tweak and refine an endless quest.
Hey Camille, that's a really good question, and I think a lot of artists in general struggle with this. Specifying a clear cutoff point or knowing when your project is actually done, especially in generative art, is a bit of an esoteric question, because you can always keep adding things and keep transforming the project into something completely different. So when you're working with code, it can sometimes be difficult to pinpoint the moment when you have something that's complete or feels ready to be put out into the world. Your own judgment might also be clouded because you've been working on it for a long time and you just don't see it the same way as someone who sees it for the first time. So it often feels more like an ongoing conversation that you're holding with yourself and with the machine. In which you're developing different concepts and exploring various ideas. Frequently, the goal is to just experiment. A couple of days ago, Frederick Van Hoot, I hope I'm not butchering the name, captured it perfectly in something that he wrote. And to quote him directly, the idea of a project is more of a market thing rather than an art thing. And I really like that description because it makes a distinction between producing projects and making art as an artistic practice. Eventually, however, at some point, you're going to want to publish something and share it with the world. So ultimately, I'd say that it becomes more like taking a snapshot of the current state of whatever it is you're working on. While I might not have provided an answer, because there isn't really a one-fits-all solution to this, each generative artist will have to figure it out for themselves. One thing that I've learned over the past years is that you shouldn't get too caught up in polishing things and just release your work frequently, at least in the form of WIPs, works in progress, because in the current fast-paced digital landscape, I don't think that disappearing for several months at a time is a good idea. And that is if you're not an already established artist. Oh, and I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Ahmed, aka Gorilla Sun. And another tip I have for emerging artists is to choose an artist name that is easy to pronounce, not like Gorilla, that doesn't roll off the tongue that easily. Yeah, that's it. Bye-bye.
Bonjour, Camille. This is Jonathan Barbeau from Quebec City. How do I decide when my project is finished and how do I handle deadlines? Well, that's a good question. I would say that I handle these, if I don't have a deadline, I'm never finishing a project. So sometimes if I work with a platform, I really wish and I'm really encouraging them to, you know, give me a clear and precise deadline so that I can effectively build my schedule around for the project. And I decide when the project is finished. This is a really tough one because I feel like projects are never finished in a way. So this is really hard for me to say, oh yeah, this is done. So I try to remember that the whole thing, you know, art is like research and it's okay to show and to deploy unfinished project because building art is an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing research and it's always kind of a work in progress anyway. So having that in mind helped me to, you know, commit and say, okay, this is a project and this is going to have its own name and everything and all the other ideas that I have or that I found during my exploration
can still be, you know, other projects and can also be put out into the world at another time or another point in time. So yeah, this is a bit how I see it. Yeah, let me know if it's all good for you. Goodbye.
Hi, Camille. It's Nicolas Lebrun. I'm calling about the question you asked a few days ago. I saw about it for a while, and I've got an answer or beginning of an answer. For me, a project is finished when I explored all the options, all the potential of the first idea. Practically, a generative project is ready when I regret every new modification. You know, you scroll through all the outputs from day one to the last generated and then realize that something gone wrong. A wrong direction, maybe the new decisions are not consistent with the initial project, or simply don't please me. So it's a bit of a hard moment when you realize that you've just created sex and that there is no point in keeping it. And it hurts when the evolution of the project has taken several days to develop. I think Git helped me a lot to know when the project is finished. But of course, this does not apply to projects with tight deadlines. But yes, generally, when I go back to other versions several times, it's a sign that the project is finished and that all the way our new functionalities have been explored. Once I may realize that I could have tried something else, but that's because I've got a fresh look at the project. And I think that's the key. After a long work session, it's a matter of taking a step back from the work. Hope it helped and you are fine. See ya.
This is the voicemail of Camille Rooms. Please generate your message after the beep.
Hey, hi everyone. I'm Paolo Curtoni, and thank you, Camille, for this nice initiative and for this good question. I believe that in generative art, the artwork is never truly finished, especially in the case of long-form projects. What's fascinating to me is that at a certain point, the artwork begins to have a life of its own, in a way which is not completely controllable. At a certain point during the development, the artwork starts to express its own unique character, iteration after iteration. It manifests its character more and more clearly, and I would say almost proudly. My role as an artist is to recognize this moment when the artwork gains its own life, transforming itself into something autonomous, nearly independent from the original concept. During the production phases of the project, I put a lot of effort into transferring the creative intent into a flexible medium, which in this case is a program code. As we progress, there comes a point where it becomes clear that all that intent has crystallized within this specific set of code lines. After that moment, making more changes doesn't help. It might even spoil things. The artwork starts to rebel and diverge. It begins to decay. It starts to lose its original form. In my view, this is precisely when the artwork is complete. And realizing this is one of the most challenging phases of the creative process. As an artist, I must recognize this moment and step back, giving the artwork the dignity and respect it deserves as an entity that has begun to live its own life. It's time to accept its strengths and weaknesses and let it go into the wild to live its life and express itself in infinite iterations. Regarding deadline management, well, you can imagine that with this approach, managing deadlines turns into a negotiation between the calendar, my intentions, and the emerging artistic entity, which has its own identity and will. So, a true negotiation. And like a lawyer friend of mine always says, a good negotiation is one where, in the end, no one is completely happy.